You know, there are many reasons people seek comfort. You know, relief of physical suffering is an obvious one, or the strain of emotions, perhaps, stretch beyond our capacity. There's also our inability to move beyond bad habits, and we need to be comforted in the midst of that. Some of us have experienced ill treatment or neglect at the hands of people who should have watched out for us and loved us. And even beyond that, there are some who have experienced predators who have exploited us. There's also the emptiness that comes from unfulfilled hopes and dreams, because sometimes things just don't work out the way we wish they would. All of these hurts are very real, and humans have a propensity to insulate or hide from them. According to God, the world is a broken place with broken people who need to be repaired, or the word is kind of like bound together or bound up. Our lives, for better and for worse, are placed right in the middle of the arena of faith. And while there are many sorts of pain we bring upon ourselves, the nature of life dictates the conditions into which God has placed humanity. There are so many things that are outside of our control or our personal choices. This is the exact context of Jesus' powerful words in Matthew 11. "Come to me, all you have grown weary from being weighed down under the load, and I will give you refreshment and rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is bearable," or light. So it appears Jesus is quoting Jeremiah 6:16, where it says, "Stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." So what was Christ's yoke? What was his load? Well, in the cross of Jesus, we find the answer to our own personal healing. While the conditions on the ground are ultimately cruel, Jesus offers deliverance. Go his way. He's the gentle choice. He's the key to the door of humility, which is the only thing that can give us peace. Now, healing the heart can only happen to those who recognize and embrace the spiritual dimension of our lives. We can then go to our Creator and invite Him to reveal Himself to us. This is the first and most important step to being healed and being set free. In our Creator and in His plan, we find power to meet our deepest needs. So why is this important? Well, without healing, it's difficult to find peace. And without peace, fear is a powerful factor in our lives. And when fear is conquered by our Master, then peace reigns. And freedom falls like warm summer rain. Feeling poetic today.